Today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kuf Lamed Gimel. And we are on Kuf Lamed Beis Mabeis in Perak HaZeroa V'Halachayayim, as we have the last two daf here in the 10th Perak of Maseches Chulin. And we're talking about these matanas that are given to the Kohen. Yesterday we had a whole list. Today we're going to have another whole list relating to all the different items that are given to the Kohen. And the Sheva Kahuna and specific Kohanim, as we will see. So the Gemara said yesterday, the last halachas that we went through, that technically one could give the Zeroa L'Hamakeva into more than one Kohen. One Zeroa, one L'Chayayim, maybe, one Zeroa, one Keva, maybe split the L'Chayayim, maybe you can split even the other items, as long as it is big. As the Gemara said, Vid Disora, as long as it's a big ox, so then one can split it even more than one way, right? And that's the, that was mentioned, but the Sora, that was the last point we mentioned. We mentioned that Machlokas Achronim, Machlokas Aposkim, that even the Shulchan Aruch says that Pidyon HaBen can be split up into more than one recipient, but is that a Lachanchila? The Chachmas Adam says maybe it is a Lachanchila, as we just saw here, but the Sora, maybe it's not. The Chassam Sofer, the Pisca Yeshuva quoted that in Yaradea Simin Shin Hey. What about Stucca? What about giving staka to more than one person? If you have a choice, the Chazuk Yechemin here discusses a case where there was an organization that gave out a certain number of chickens. And Lassay's, the case was that every family gets two chickens, and there was a situation where there were only two chickens left and there were two families. They were going to get another two chickens the following day. So is it better to give two chickens to the first family and then two chickens to the second family, or to give one chicken each to each family and then the next day give another chicken to each family? Right? Which was better to do? That was the question that was asked. So he quotes the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, which, you know, if anybody talks about this issue, that's the first source that should be quoted. The Rambam on the Mishnah in the third parak, v'hakol lefi rov hama'aseh. That's the Rambam. Many discuss it. And the Rambam says, better to do less with more Maisa HaMitzvos than to do quantitatively bigger mitzvah and one recipient. Shamalos lo yusku lefi shir godel hamaisa el lefi rov mispar hamaisa, says the Rambam. The greatest mila is not by the largest mitzvah, but the largest number of mitzvahs. Vizeh. Shamalos amnam yusku bekeful ma'asei Hatov pamim rabos ubeze yusak akinyan lo bishiyase adam maase echad gadol bimaase hatov shebeze levad lo yusak kinyan mashal. And he gives the mashal shadam emitin lemisha roy le'alef dinar v'pamachaz l'shechad. You give somebody 1,000 dinar lo tusak lo malas anadivas bazeh hamaase ho echad agadol. That action of giving one person 1,000 dinar will not give you the mida of nadivus kemoshe tusag lemisha yisnadev elef pamim be'elef dinar. Like if you give 1 dinar to 1,000 aniyim. Again, he's talking about a case where 1 dinar makes a difference, right? If I'm going to give a half a shekel, you know, to each ani that comes by, instead of giving more, then maybe I would agree to that. It has to be something significant to each person. As we know, chesed is not just about the receiver, but it is about the giver also. And that's what the Mishnah says. So here too, l'chora, maybe you would say that, to do more actions rather than one large action. And then he says, but maybe doesn't our Gemara say that you should give the Zeroa to one and the Keva to one? But the Chazuk Yechemin says, read the next line. When it comes to a large ox, it's okay to split it. So here too, l'chora, by the mitzvah staka, you should rather give one to each, because then you'll be able to do the mitzvah twice, today and tomorrow, and times four, really, and therefore that would be better. But again, that's in terms of splitting up maisa mitzvah that I have to do with different receivers. Okay, and also the last point we made before we ended was the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, it is usher to eat an animal before I take off the matanos, even though it's not technically tevel, like other tevelim. Tevel just means it is natural state. It's ki'ilu ochel tevelim, but Rabbi Yochanan says I shouldn't. But the Gemara ends off by saying, v'les hilchasa kavasei. The halacha is out like that. And that's the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim. Where's Roa and L'chaim and the Keva? That's what the Rambam talks about, these mitzvot. The Rambam says, Be'imash lahur b'matnoseha, mutter la'echol mimena. The Rambam paskens is mutter. She'ina domel l'tevel. It's not like tevel. The Rambam says beferish, like the Gemara says, it's not kilu ochel tefalim. She'ein adoma letevel. Sharei manas kahuna muvdalin. Because, as we said yesterday, manas kahuna are a different type of matana than the others. It is already muvdal. It's inherently known. You know what you're going to give. It's not like you have to choose. Where one has to choose, what am I going to give this kohen from Truma or this Levi Meiser Rishon? So all of those are not muvdal, and therefore until I separate them, the whole package, the whole tefuah is called tevel. But here, why should the items that are not going to the kohen be tevel? I know exactly what I'm going to give to the tevel. So that's the Rambam Shita, Shai Matanos Kuhuna Muvdalin. The Matanos Atzman, also Yisrael La'ochlan, Ela B'shus Kohen. The Matanos themselves has to be given to a kohen. And Yisrael's not allowed to eat them. Right, it's not Misa, but it's not allowed to eat them without the rishus of the kohen. If the kohen says, no, you can eat them, then okay. If it's a kohen that you specifically want to give it to. Avar va'achlan, and this is what we had from Rav Chisda a couple of days ago. If I did eat them, so then I don't have to pay. Right, that's mazik matnas kahuna. That was the dinner of Rav Chisda. Avar va'achlan, o hezikan, o machran, eino chayav l'shale, mebnei shu mamon, she'ein lo tovea yadua. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, im matnas kahuna shebegvulan. That's the Rambam's set of halachas in Sefer Zerah. Okay, and then the next point that we made right at the end was the din of Rav Chisda. Let's read it again. Amar Rav Chisda, manas kahuna ein echalos el tzli. Manas kahuna should be eaten roasted. Ve'ein echalos ella b'chardal, and they should be eaten with mustard. My taima amakar l'mashcha l'gedula kiderech shamalachin ochlin. The manas kahuna should be eaten in a royal, regal fashion. L'mashcha. That's the pasuk that's quoted in Parshas Korach. Rashi quotes the pasuk here. Nasatim l'mashcha. Kol matana shenasati l'cha b'kuhunascha, nasati l'cha l'gedula. Kitimintargaminan l'rabuso, or l'rabu. Meaning some royal way, and therefore we have to treat it in a royal way and eat it in a regal manner. That's the principle of Lamashcha, Kederach Shamalachim Osef. This is why, because of Lamashcha, this is why Tosfos and Maseches Yuma says, Kohanim are allowed to, and maybe even have to sit down when they eat. Generally, we're not supposed to eat standing up, right? That's the Hilchas Derech Eretz Halacha, as Chazal say. But Tosfos quotes in Yuma, on Daf Chaf Hei, the Gemara there in Yuma, talks about the principle of Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchis Beis David Bilfad. The only people allowed to sit down in the Azara are David HaMelech's family. So every Kohen that has to eat kachim is not going to sit down, says Tosfos, Omer Ri Bar Avraham, one of the Baliyat Tosfos, Ri Bar Avraham, Da Afal Gav De'ini Shiva Bazara El Malchus Beis David, Hanimili Lidvarim Delav Litzarech Avoda. You're not allowed to sit down if it's a non-Avoda need. Aval Achila Tzarech Avodahi. But to eat, that's not part of the avoda. As we know, dechsev achlo osar shakup Abraham, shakonim ochlim, ubailim eskaprim, mishrashari. The principle of ein yeshiva bazara does not apply by avoda. Right? That's even if you want to say, we might add, machlokas rishonim, is this a din daraisa, din darabanan, that you're not allowed to sit down unless you're from David HaMelech's family. Rashi in one place writes, it's a halacha moshe misinai. Others say it's a darabanan, but especially even if it's a daraisa, it doesn't apply to avoda. Avoda, of course you're allowed to do avoda. And Tosfos Eschidish is not just avoda in the smaller definition of what avoda is, but even achila is called avoda in this regard. Right? The kohanim ochlim b'vayilam eskaprim. And therefore, kohanim would be able to sit. That is the, and then Tosfos says, Vasi Shapir, Nami Ha, Depar, Park, Sheni, Desvachim, Gabi Kiddishit, Naivrag, Lyam, and Akiyar, Depar, Valesiv, Mesiv, why don't they sit down when they, with the hands and their feet to wash? Avagad, the Bazar, Havitzerach, Avoda, Shari, Ava, Pius, the Hachal, Chachav, Zerach, Avoda, the Efshav, Lo, Pius. Okay, so he's Bechalik between Rechitza and the Pius. Inami, Tosfos has another answer, why are Kohanim allowed to sit down, even if it's not Avoda. Hainu taima, de mutter leshi velechel kachim, de bachilas kachim ksiv behu, lamashcha, ligdula, kederach shamalachim ochlim, vahainu miyusha. Not that it's avod and therefore that's dochet, but it's a special din. The pasuk says lamashcha, you have to eat it in a royal relaxed manner, right? We know from Pesach, Misubin, right? How do kings eat? They eat reclining. So here, if we're supposed to eat it, if the Kohanim is supposed to eat it while reclining, while relaxing, so it has to be obviously sitting. So two different reasons, right? One, interesting to think about the two different days in Tosfos. Is it because of Avoda? Is it because of Lamashcha? Which one is more of a Hutra and which one is more of a Tchuya? Right, Avoda seems to be more within its values, within the Avoda itself, while Lamashcha sounds like a separate din, unless you say otherwise. Lamashcha is part of the Achila itself. Right, interesting to think about those 2 days in the Tosfos. What about the other Matanos? The Yashar Shlomo says maybe there's a Lamashcha by Pidyon HaBen, by the Kohen should sit, when he gets the money, and then the Yisrael should stand. So he even applies Lamashcha to outside of just the Karbanos. Tosfos wonders, Tosfos in Bechoros. What about Truma? Is there a concept of Lamashcha by Truma? Right, Truma is not exactly, it's not a one of the Matnas Kahuna in the Migdash. But what is that? So Tosfos has a savik about this. Tosfos in Bechoros daf Chav Zayin. Ubechol matanos ksiv lamashcha afilu bezerah lachayayim. Ubekeva. Vegabe truma lo matzinu sheyatzrich b'shum achila begdula. Deshema lo shayak gdula el bebasar. So Tosfos has that savik. Does it apply by truma or not? Are there limitations into how one is allowed to eat truma? Tosfos here, though, already discusses. So the Gemara here says, Lamashchas, you have to eat it with mustard, you have to eat it roasted, but doesn't the Gemara in Zvachim say that the Kohen can eat it however they want? The Gemara says there, the Mishnah, Ubekulan Rashan HaKohanim, Tosfos quotes it, Lashanos Machila, Tsluyin Shlukin Mevushalim, you can eat it however you want, and that's Lamashcha. Right, you have to limit it to eat it roasted. What if the Kohen doesn't like barbecue? What if the Kohen likes to eat his meat, you know, cooked, not roasted? So Tosfos says, you're right. Really, the Kohen can eat it however he wants. But if the case is, if the Kohen likes everything, he doesn't have any preference, he likes to eat it in all different ways, then he should eat it roasted. Because that is called the royal way, says Tosfos. V'nira devada, kamosha tovlo, v'nena yoser, matziachaluhu, however he wants. Aval adam, shetovlo tzli, kishaluk, umivushal yochal tzli, shehu kederech gedula yoser. That is the principle of Lamashcha and Tzli. You know, maybe part of that could also be Karban Pesach has to be Tzli. Right? Why does the Karban Pesach have to be Tzli? So that's the first national Karban that we received. If Tzli is defined as Lamashcha, that is the royal way. So maybe that is why there's such a need and a requirement for the Karban Pesach to be roasted. Well, we've quoted in the past the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni throughout Perek Yud Beis and Sefer Shmos talks about all the details, including Tzli. Why does it have to be Tzli? Every halacha of the Karban Pesach is to show and to prove to the Mitzrayim that their God is not a God. Right? Everybody has to know about it. That's why you have to take it 4 days earlier and imagine millions of sheep. Millions of sheep baying for 4 days. And the Mitzrayim hear it coming from Goshen. They hear it coming from Goshen. And it has to be roasted. Why roasted? The Chizkuni says, because if somebody's having a barbecue, everybody on the block knows it. Everybody knows it. Right? It's not like you don't know if they're making spaghetti and meatballs. You know if they're having a barbecue. And that's why the Reach has to waft throughout Mitzrayim. And that's why it has to be roasted whole. So that even if you're passing by, even if you have a cold and you can't smell it, you'll know exactly what it is. And no breaking the bones. They'll see the skeleton of it afterwards. And it's Dafka Bein Harbayim, because that's when in the afternoon they're coming back from work and everybody's walking around. So every detail of the Karban Pesach Avoda, including Tzli, has to do with that. But again, Tzli also might have a connection to Chardol, as is mentioned here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara of Yamar Rav Chizda. Amar Rav Chizda. Esrim ba'arba matanos kahuna. This, by the way, counts for Torah on Amud Beis. Esrim ba'arba matanos kahuna. Kol kohen she'eno baki bahen einosin lo matana. Any kohen that is not a baki in matanos kahuna and doesn't know all the halachos, you should not give him matanos kahuna. Wow, that would limit, you know, many. Right? He doesn't know exactly. Rashi limits this. Eino baki. Heich din matana heich ne'echolim bigdula. So maybe it's just limited to what we just said. If you don't understand Lamashcha, then he's not going to eat it in a proper way. If you don't understand Lamashcha, so then one shouldn't give it to him. And the Gemara says, "V'la milsehi." No, we don't pass in that way. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol kohen she'enu mode biavoda. Something more deep and serious. Not a kohen who's not a bucky, a kohen who is not mode in the avoda, ein lo chelek b'kahuna. He shouldn't have a chelek in the kahuna. Let's see the source, and then we'll talk about what that means. Shneemar hamakriv is dam hashlamim, the one who is makriv. That means, according to Chazal, it means the one who's doing halacha, meaning one of the avodos of the dam hashlamim v'esachelev mibnei aron lo tihiyeh shokayimin lamana. To him, meaning to somebody who does the avoda, somebody is mowed in the avoda, that's who you have to give the shok of the chazay and the shok by talking about shlamim lomana. And ain li elazubel vad, I only know this avoda, minayin la rabos, chamesh asri avodas, how do I know to include all other 15 avodas that are going to be on this list, as we are going to quote a source by the Shem in a minute. But before we turn over, what exactly does it mean that eino mode ba'avoda? So Rashi here says, fourth line, sha'amar belibo divrei hevel hein. If a kohen says that the avoda is nonsense, v'lo tziva hamakol makriv lo karbanos, and Moshe Rabbeinu made it all up. V'elabada Moshe milibo. Moshe made it up. I don't understand. How do you read the psukim in Chumash? Aren't there a lot of psukim that have a lot of press? Maybe you reinterpret it. It's symbolic. You don't really mean that you have to bring these karbanos. I think Gemara says elsewhere. Also, if somebody reinterprets the pasuk about giving one's being mizana with an Arimian and you translate it as something else, so maybe they would reinterpret all the psukim. Right, and not actual avoda. That's Rashi. The Ritva here argues with Rashi. He says if he rejects the avoda, of course. Of course you're not going to let him do it. He's a kofar b'ikr. He's a kofar with b'mitzvahs. What do you mean that? What does Rashi say? He's not Modi. He says Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. So the Ritva here says, quotes Rashi, and then he says, "V'lo nihirali dimkein my ein lo chelek ha'mechayev misa shekofar b'toras Moshe." Right? If you reject some Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, that's terrible. So Ella Hachi Pirusha says the Ritva, this is what it means. She'eino modeh b'miksas avodos. She'omer she'enam srichos ve'enam chova. The Kohen says, some avodos, you don't really need to do this. He cuts corners. You're allowed to cut corners, says the Ritva. Avobi she'omer Moshe ve'bi agvura enam la'akev. It's not la'ikuva. You know, these are suggestions, not commandments. Right, Rahman al-Islam, we have that. Arayom azeh. You know, throughout the generations, many of us have looked at certain areas of halacha as divine suggestions, not divine commandments. Right? The 10 suggestions. They're not 10 suggestions. Right? But, so maybe that's what says the Ritva. So is that somebody who rejects totally? Okay, he rejects, but he's, not as far as Rashi goes. That's the Ritva. If you look at the Chassam Sofer says also that's a little difficult. You know, to say that, you know, he would reject some. It's still reinterpreting what the Torah says. Right? Rashi Pirei Shehuk Apikaris Fitzavach Ritva Imkein Morita V'lomalin V'Ritva Pirei Sheina Modeshu Chayev Alaratzon V'Alma V'Dochek, says the Chassam Sofer. That's also Dochek. Right? V'Lulei Divrehem. Were it not for their words, says the Chassam Sofer, I'll say the following. Hayiti Yomer. We know the Rambam has Ashita and the Machlokes and the Rambam and the Ramban, what Karbanos is all about. And the Rambam says Karbanos in the Marnevuchim, the Rambam says Karbanos is all about anti-Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban says in the first Perek in Vayikra, there's much more depth to it, and there are secrets to it, and we don't fully understand it, but it is amazing, and it's Ke'ilu, we were giving ourselves. And the Chassam Sofer points out, as many others do, the Rambam himself at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah also talks about many secrets of Karbanos. It's not just, you can't just read a Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim and think that's the Rambam Shita about this area of Halacha. The Mor Nevuchim is the Mor Nevuchim. But the Rambam also, not also, has the Mishnah Torah and has the Pirush Mishnayis. So success to Chassam Sofer. Maybe Eino Modeh, if somebody is not Modeh to the unique quality of Karbanos, they only focus on the Rambam Mor Nevuchim. They only focus as Avodah Zarah being an antidote for Avodah Zarah. But they don't realize, and they're not modet to the positive essence and nature and messages. Maybe that's what it's talking about here. The Alzea tirates, Aidei Zeh lo hayunim shachan od, v'chulim, sorry. V'kol makam kol koin she'ina modet ba'avoda, she avoda la'shem yisbarach. Rakhoshev she lo hotzi mi lev ha'tipshim. Va'osa shulchan Hashem megu'al. Oso ha'koin ein lo chelek chok pekehuna. Kein lo niyaz da'iti. Right, so you have to come up with something that's important, but not so defining. Right, and that's what the Chasam Sofer comes up with. Right, it has to be important. And you think that there's a certain element of Avodah Zarah is very, of Karbanos, that's very limited. So that's his suggestion. Okay, there are others, but that's Rashi, the Ritva, and the Chasam Sofer. Good, so we're in the middle of a Braisa. So the Braisa says, so we have a source that if somebody does the Hakrava, meaning the Holacha, so that's when you give it to him. So three lines again for the bottom. Eli Elazubavad, Minala Rabos, Chamesh. So we have Avodos. How do I know that it applies to all the Avodos? All the Avodos. Which Avodos? Which 15? So this is a large definition of what Avodah is, right? We know the Dalet Avodos of a Karban and the Dalet Avodos of a Mincha, but this has a wider definition of what Avodah is. Here we go. Kagon. Hayetzikos. Pouring the oil on the Mincha. Vahabalilos. Mixing it, even though Balila is not even Ma'akev. That's the name of Rabbi Zeira, called a royal Labila. Vahapetitos. Crushing the Mincha into little pieces. Vahamalicho. Salting all the Karbanos. Right, but Melach Timlach, the Pasuk says. Tinufos, the Karbanos that have to be waved. Right, Molochumevi, Malu, Morid. The Hagashas, bringing it close to the Mizbeach. Vakamitzos, these are all, not all, Tinufa is not by Yemencha. Vakamitzos, and do Kamitza with the fingers. Vakatores, Vahamelikos, Vikabalos, Hazaos, all of these. Kabbalas Adam, the Zrikas Adam. Hashkoa, those are all related specifically to the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Which one is not on the list? Shechita. Where's Shechita? Rashi says Shechita Kshir Bazar. Right, so we know Shechita is the only one of these Avodos that, well, they talk about also certain types of Yitzika also. But at least Shechita is not here that you would have thought, because Shechita Kshir Bazar, we'll get back to that, let's just finish. Vashkoa Sota, and giving the Sota the waters to drink. Va'arifas Egla Arufa, the breaking of the neck, that's also by the Kohanim, as the Pasuk says in Shoftim, V'nikshu HaKohanim B'nei Levi, V'taras Mitzora, V'nisiyas Kapayim, Bein Mi Bifnim, Bein Mi Machutz. Birchas Kohanim. That's also called Avoda, right? That's why we do it in the Bracha of Avoda. Ritzei. We do Birchas Kohanim in Ritzei, because that's the Bracha of Avoda, and all of these, how do you know all of these are included in Avoda of the Braisa? Tambalomar Mi B'nei Aharon. Avoda ha'amura lebnei aharon. V'chol kohen she'en amodeba, ein lo chelek b'kahuna. V'edi kohen does not mode in any of these, he doesn't get a portion. Taima de'en amodeba, ha'modeba ava b'deno baki bahen. Period. So that's the kasha that we had on Rav Chisda. This brisa says it's only if you're not moda. If you're moda to it, you don't have to be a baki. Right? You can still get it. You can still give the portions to the kohen as long as he's moda, even if he's not a baki. Okay, we can talk about every one of the items on this list for the rest of the shiur. Let's just talk about two. Let's talk about one that's not on the list, Shechita. Right, Shechita is one that's not on the list, as Rashi pointed out, Shechita Kshir Bazar. We've discussed that often back in Maseches Zvachim and Maseches Menaches, just to remember that Shechita Kshir Bazar, what does that mean, Shechita Kshir Bazar? And the Gemara also says in one place, Shechita, more than one place, Shechita Lav Avodahi. Shechita is not an avoda. And Tosfos in one day links those two principles. Shechita lav avoda, and therefore Shechita Kshir Bazar, and that means that reflects is not an avoda. But it is an avoda. It's one of the dalet avodos of a karban. Shechita kabbalah holachas rika. So what does it mean it's not an avoda? What does that mean? So in the Ginas Egos, Rav Shechter connects it to a Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi that comes up actually later on today's daf. But we'll mention it now. The Beis HaLevi, the Gemara says in Yuman, daf lamites, talks about the carbon, the lechem upon him. So Gemara says there that the lechem upon him in the days of Shimon HaTzadik had a special bracha, and therefore the Kohanim only took a little bit, and they were already satiated. But after Shimon HaTzadik, there was no more bracha, and the tznuim moshchenes yideihem. We'll have this by Hashem later on today's daf. The tznuim were moshchenes, they don't want to take any more. Why? Because there wasn't a bracha b'isa, so to speak, and therefore they didn't want to participate. One second. They don't want to participate. So what about the idea that it's a mitzvah to eat a karban? Right? The mitzvah to eat kachim, right? The mitzvah to eat mincha and chatas. So explains the Beis HaLevi, explains if you look at the Maritz Chayis on that Gemara in Yuma Daf Lametes, he quotes this from the Chasam Sofer also, by almost all karbanos, the mitzvah is for them to be eaten, not for the kohen to eat it. It's a din in the karban, not a din in the gavra kohen. With one exception to the rule, Karban Pesach. Korban Pesach is the only one, and that's why the Rambam quotes a separate mitzvah by Korban Pesach, as the Beis HaLevi describes. But that is the difference between, by most Kohanim, it's about the Chefza, it's about the Karban, not so much about the Kohen. So explains, so that's what the Beis HaLevi says. So if you look in the Ginas Egos, in Simin Nun Beis, he explains, maybe that's by Avoda too, not just by eating the karban, but regarding all avodos, there's an avoda lagabe the karban and an avoda lagabe the gavra. Shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika has to do with the blood and has to do with the kohen. Right? Every avoda has to do with the person performing it and the fact that it is done. What it's done on. So explains Rav Schechter. Maybe that's the point by shchita. Shchita is an avoda lagabe the karban, just not lagabe the kohen. Umiyata niru lafarish. The zera talam ratosos, the meyacher de beshchita, and that's why maybe the animal might have to be in the north, even though the person might not have to be in the north. All different nafgaminas that we had based on that we had back earlier in terms of the gavra and the karban. The meyacher de beshchita lo beinah she hashochet bifnim haazara hari de lo beinah hechsher makom ba'ad hagavra hashochet el rak ba'ad hakarban bilvad. Shechita is the only one that doesn't have a double kiyum. All other avodas that have to be done by a kohen have a double kiyum. Shechita doesn't. El raka kiyum ba chefsa da karban. B'meshu nishchar kemitzvaso. Ach kiyum a gavra leka. Shenemar debinan b'shechita shiasa gavra avodas ashechita. Me'aytayim alo b'inan kuhuna. Dedavke echa debinan shiasa gavra avoda. Hu demesrachina kohen. Ach shechita lav avoda hi mitzad a gavra. El rak mitzad a chefsa da karban. Tevina shetishachi kibitzvaso b'choki agamna lo nomar din kohen. Beautiful. So you have the key of the double kiyum in eating, the double kiyum in almost all avodos. But shechita lav avoda means that it's limited. Again, we discussed also in the past, is there a lechadchila for the Bailam to do it? Is there a lechadchila for the Kohen to do it? I think the last time we discussed that, maybe more recently, remember in Menachas on Daf Yutes, there was a big Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara that quoted all the sources about lechadchila b'Kohen or lechadchila b'Bailam. That's in terms of Shechita. There's one other, which has to do with our context here, and that is in Nesias Kapayim. Right, Birchas Kohanim here is on the list of Avodos. It's avoda. So that, if you remember, that's what the Reb Chaim said to explain the Ramban. Right? The Emek Bracha, Rav Pamanchik quotes that he asked Reb Chaim, according to the Ramban, that davening every day, there's no chi of daraisa to daven every day, that's only the Ramban. The Ramban says, it's a chaste Hashem, but there's no chi of daraisa to daven every day. So explains the Emek Bracha, the name of Reb Chaim. But one second, Nesias Kapayim requires to be in the context of Avoda. And Avoda is part of Tefillah Bizman Hazeh. So if Avoda is only Drabanan, Nesias Kapayim is only Drabanan because it doesn't have the context of Avoda Bizman Hazeh? So the answer to Kapayim, of course not. Even the Ramban would agree, even if Davidi doesn't have a Chiyav Daraisa, it definitely has a Kiyam Daraisa. Definitely has a Kiyam Daraisa. And therefore, the context of the Kiyam Daraisa of Avoda is enough to be the context for Birchas Kohanim, to be Avoda. V'nire, he quotes, the imishum Avoda Sibur ain't Tzarech. He says, Da'af asur in tefila d'rabanan, hainu dafka chovas tefila, to mi daraisa like a chiva l'spalel, of le'inyin tefila v'daraisa. The inyin of tefila is daraisa. L'kuli alma, v'mispalel shavar mekai mitzvah daraisa, u'mikri Avoda. And the Michas Asher also adds on. He says, is it really fathomable that according to the Ramban, you would say that, oh, according to the Torah, a Jew doesn't have to daven. A Jew doesn't have to be connected to Hashem in that way. Davening is such an important part of our religion. What, you going to tell me that according to the Ramban, it's nothing on a Daraisa level? Okay, so the Reb Chaim uses the Lamdis. It's a Chiyuv Daraisa, not a Chiyuv Daraisa. But even in the world of Chiyuv, it's very difficult to say that according to the Ramban, there's no concept of a Chiyuv Daraisa. It's not counted as one of the 613. That's true. It's not counted as one of the 613. But to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no interest, and if I could be a perfect Jew on the level of Daraisa without davening, you know, that's very difficult. And he quotes, sometimes you have Shitos that are, Shitos of the Rishonim, that don't count something in the 613, even though it's such a fundamental idea. And he compares this to Yishev Eretz Yisrael. And he compares that to Yishev Eretz Yisrael, just because the Rambam doesn't count it. It's in every parsha in the Torah. Every parsha in the Torah says that there's the chosen people and the chosen land. So you're going to tell me that, oh, if you don't focus and you don't believe in the chosen land and you don't focus in Yishev Eretz Yisrael, it's okay. What do you mean? It's like he compares that to davening according to the Ramban. and, you know, two, the yesodos of our religion, and, you know, it's not counted. The Rambam does it by Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban does it by Tefillah, but it's impossible to say that, you know, those are, it's a minyan and mitzvahs issue in a detail, but it's not in terms of the fundamental essence of what those mean for us. Okay. Nesias Kabayim also we could spend a lot of time on. You know, maybe to connect what we just said, why is there no Nesias Kabayim in Chutz La'aretz on every day of the year? You know, that's a big mystery. You know, the Poskim come up with eitzes and defenses, but at the end of the day, after the dust clears, you know, the mystery still stands. And that is the Hashgacha had it, that the Nesias Kabayim is only done in Eretz Yisrael every day. Hashgacha had it, because all the reasons are really b'di'eved, the Ramah, you know, there's not full simcha, you know, there's a lot to say, maybe at the end we'll come back, but either way, the mystery is greater than any of the answers it seems. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, chutin shebelechi asurin. The chutin that come out of the lechi, are also Rashi Mishum Dam. Certain types of blood vessels that come out of the cheek, the lechi, are aser, and therefore, you shouldn't give it to a kohen if you're choshe that he doesn't know how to remove them, because that's basically lifnei iver, right? You're giving him something that he's going to eat, and it's mishum dam. Velohi, and the answer is you don't have to worry about it so much. Ibatavia made of divi. If he's going to roast it, then the blood's going to drip out anyway. Vila kadera. And if he's going to cook it, idemechtech lehu malach lehu made of divi. With chori, he's going to salt it beforehand. If he's going to salt it beforehand anyway, so we don't have to worry that he is going to, you know, eat dam. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about this also in Samach Aleph. Hakoin yochol ochlam b'cholin yan sha'ariv lo'olav yoser v'im kol hamata mim shavim etzlo yochlin tzli v'chardal, as we saw before, that he should eat it b'tzli. And that's why if you're giving in the matanos, so you could assume that he's going to roast it. And if not, he's going to prepare it in the way that is okay for him. And you could be makel according to the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch does say that it's asur mishum dam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yeridea in the Simen of Dam, not Manas Kahuna, a couple of sifim later. Simen Samachay. Four simanim later in your Yoredeya, yesh chutim sha'asur mishum dam shebahem, kigon, chutin shebiyad v'shebekasif v'shebelechi atachton, shebetzad alashon mikana mikana, v'belashon v'betzavar v'chuti alev. You have to know all the all those that do malicha and the dam that has to be removed, so that has to be known. Vayter, Omar, what's the question? What's the girsa here? Right, we have Rava, others have Rabba, right, the Bach has Rabba. Badak lan Rav Yosef, right, he used to give this test, and checked Rav Yosef, Rashi, Menase osanu im nedel hashiv, right, and he was checked if he knew the answer to this. Rashi adds, v'Rabba, or again the question here, Rabba, kohen haya, he was a kohen. So, Rav Yosef gave him this check. Hai kana dechatev matanasa, is a kohen allowed to grab the matanas? Can he go over and grab the matanos, the Zorah L'chaim L'keva? The coin that grabs the matanos, chibuvei ka-machabev mitzvah, it is the grabbing a reflection of a chibuv mitzvah. He loves the mitzvah. Rashi again says here, as he said 2 blot ago, mitinokos. The grabbing is from children, right? A Yisrael is sending the matanos to a kohen through a Katan. Chassam Sofer said a few days ago, because if not, there would be Zachal Adam Shlomo Fun if he wouldn't be able to take it. So through a Katan, and a different Kohen goes and grabs it. So Chibuvei Kamechabe Mitzvah, Ozel Zulei Kamezalzeba Mitzvah. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? If the Kohen grabs it, is that a show of, wow, he's so excited to do the Mitzvah? Or is it inappropriate, and therefore you have to wait? Upashtana Lei, and the answer given was, Vinasan Veloshayito Meyatzmo. The Pasuk says, that's to be given. You can't grab it. Shouldn't grab it. Amar Abaya, Meiresh, Abaya also was a Kohen. You don't always remember this. Abaya was a Kohen. Remember that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says, oh, Abaya comes from Eli. Where's that Gemara? I think I brought it here. The Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Ches, and Aleph, where the Gemara says, talking about the Gemara there in the context of Gzardin, Minayla Gzardin, Sheishimo Shvua Sheino Nikra. Right, the shvua that Hashem makes by the house of Eli, that they're never going to get the avoda back. And miskaper avon beis eli bezevach umincha. Amar Rava bezevach umincha in miskaper miskaper betorah. Abaya amar bezevach umincha in miskaper miskaper betorah begimilas chasadim. Rava v'abaya mi de beis eli kaasu. Rava dasak betorah chaya abon shnin. Abaya dasak betorah umil chasadim chaya shisin shnin. So they overcame the gzera, but the Gemara says clearly that Rava and Abaya were from the family of Eli. So Abaya also says, I used to grab the matanas. I thought that was chibuv mitzvah. I thought that shows my excitement. But once I heard that statement of, you know, it has to be given, so I wouldn't grab it. I don't want to grab it because I realize that that's not what's appropriate. Meimar amri havu Lee, so I thought at least they would give it to me. Give it the Shemana Lahad Tanya Vayatu Acharei Habatsa. Rabbi Meir Omer Bnei Shmuel Chelkam Sha'alu Befihem. Right, once I heard based the drasha from the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that it's not even good. That what did it mean? Bnei Eli took more than they were supposed to. So Meir Nami Lo Amina. I didn't even say anything to them. Right, the Bnei Shmuel asked for their chelik. So I see even asking for the chelik is inappropriate. So I stopped even asking. So first he used to grab it, he stopped grabbing it, he just to take it. And then now, not even did he not do that, he didn't even ask for it. V'yavu li shakilna, but I used to at least take it when they gave it to me. Kiva the Shemana l'hadatanya, but once I heard the following, what we quoted before, Hatsuma moshkenes yideim v'gargaranim cholkin, once the lachma panim stopped getting the bracha, no, the tsunim didn't even take it at all, mishkal nami lo shakilna. I never even took it. Levar mimali yomi tekipure, except Erev Yom Kippur. Lachzuki nafshi b'kohani. Once a year, I want the people to remember that I'm a kohen. Once a year. And therefore, once a year, I took it. He says the Gemara, v'lifros yadeh. So what about birchas kohanim? That wasn't good enough. Birchas kohanim. Right, so that's good enough also. Birchas kohanim. Abaya still did birchas kohanim. Right, sounds like, so the question is, when did it stop? It's clear from this question, does this mean he did birchas kohanim 3 times a year? Maybe. But, v'lifros yadeh, Ansile idne. What's ansile idne? Rashi quotes that the time was ma'anes him. Rashi, itim shekava l'talmidav hayotor demosom lisas kapav. She osik l'talmidav beisha tzibar ne'asav and l'beis ha'knesses. He was busy giving shir, so does this mean he didn't go daven with a minion? Or it could just mean that he didn't daven in the main shul of the community. He davened in his beis medrash. So it still wasn't public, but it's pretty clear from that answer that it's talking about every day. It's not talking about just on Yontif. So, they still did Birchas Kohanim in Bavel in the times of Abaya. But once a year, he wanted to do something publicly in order to show, for people remembered, that he was a Kohen. So he took it on Erev Yom Kippur. Why Dafka that day? Obviously, that's the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. And therefore, Erev Yom Kippur was the day that he allowed himself to take the Zeroa, the Lachayayim, and the Keva. Good. There's an important Daki Moshe, and this is quoted by the Rama and the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is quoted by the Magen Avram and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. They all quote this Daki Moshe in Aruch Chaim Simin Nun Gimel. The Daki Moshe says, in the context of davening for the Amud, davening for the Amud. That's where he says it. Matsasi, this is Nun Gimel Yud Aleph. Matsasi b'Binyamin Zev. I found in the Sefer Binyamin Zev. Zel Shono. Matsasi ba'Aguda. The Aguda, one of the Rishonim. Brachas, Parakeis Mavarchin. Ein lehiskotate ba'avur shum mitzvah. Never fight over a mitzvah. Never fight over the schus of a mitzvah. Whether it's eating, nothing today is like eating some of the karbanos. What today is like eating some of the karbanos? Getting hagba, davening for the amud, right? So what today is ki'ilu, we're doing that mitzvah. Says the Binyamin Zev, the name of the Aguda, ein l'skoti b'avur shum mitzvah, kigon galilas sefer Torah. That's the example even in those days. That means hagba. V'chayotze bo, darei shaninu, tsnuim moshchin yedeihem v'hagargaranim chotvim. V'chol ha'mispalel shelo b'rshus, machmas almus v'geyus, anyone who davens because they are the most, they're the bully, right? Alimut. Ein onin amin achar berchosav. Shneemar, bosei haberich neyetz Hashem. Somebody davenes by force, somebody grabs the mitzvah, so you don't answer amen. Somebody wants an aliyah, and he forces the gabbai to give him the maftir, you know, more than, you know, in a way that he turned to, you know, he pressures him. Right. Says the Binyam and Zev, the Shem and the Aguda, don't fight over mitzvahs. How do we know that from? Vitznu him. It was a controversy. They just went away. Right, there's more schus, right, there's far on the tape, there's more schus for the niftar, for the person to be mevater, the amud, than to say the kaddish, and to daven. There's a bigger schus, if there's a machlokas, to be the vatran. If somebody's the vatran, that's a greater schus for the neshama than the boreach min hamachlokas. Okay, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur also is a big one, but, not for now. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Haikana de Islay Tzurvah Mirabana Mishivavusei. If there is a Kohen that has a Tzurvah Mirabana Talmud Chacham in his neighborhood, Vidachigale Milsa, who's very poor, Liske the Matanasa, he could give him the Zerah L'chaim and the Keva. He could give him Mizaki and the Matanas. V'alva Gavdalo Asiliyadeh, even if he didn't get it yet, even if he, the Kohen, didn't get it yet, it still works with V'makare Kuhuna V'Leviya. If you have the relationship of Makare Kuhuna V'Leviya, what does that mean? That's the Gemara in Gittin. If there is a Kohen or a Levi that I always give my matanas to, it's Ke'ilu, the Kohen already has it. Big machlokas in the Rishonim, how does that work? Rashi in Gittin says, it works by the fact that all other Kohenim and Levim are Messiah Daitam. And therefore, Mamela, this Kohen is the only one of the Sheva Kohuna that gets it, and therefore, it's Nikna to him. Not everyone holds that way, the Rosh Hashanah Abbas has a different shot, but either way, that's a special relationship. So if this Kohen always gets it, it's Ke'ilu, it's his already, and he can be Mazaka it to another person. Rabba Rav Safra, Iklu Lebe Rabbi Mar Yochana, Bereid Rav Chana Bar Ada. V'yamri La Lebe Mar Yochana, Bereid Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Avilu Igla Tilta. They made for them a fancy meal with an igla tilta, egel, amar le, right, different shatim. Is it the third cooked? Is it the third from the offspring? Amar le, Rav Lashame. Rav says to his servant, Zachilan Matanasa, right, please tell your master to be mizake the matanos. The shamish was a Kohen. The shamish was a Kohen. So Rava was telling the shamish, you know, how about giving us the matanas, right? Rashi says, Tainli rishusli kach matanosecha la'ochlam. Bebrei shalashon im alachayayim. The lashon is delicious and it comes with alachayayim. So, you know, could you please let us have that? Rashi adds, and even though Rava himself was a Kohen, he didn't want to take it for himself. Rashi in the first wide lines, Miumi nafshe lomasa shakil. Dechsiv v'nasam lo shiito mayatzo. Right, he didn't want to take it. So even though he was a Kohen, he didn't want to take it himself. Debeina, continue back in the Gemara now. Zachilah matanasa. Debeina lebecha, lishta bechardala. Zachilah, so he gave it to him. Rava achal, Rav Safra lo achal. Rava ate from it, and Rav Safra did not. Arkul, Rav Safra bechalma. That night, Rav Safra saw the following pasuk in a dream. Ma'ade beged b'yom kara. A worn out beged on a cold day. Meaning it's meaningless. Chometz al neser, vinegar on a soap. Vishar bashirim al levra, singing something on an evil heart. Meaning all these things are worthless, right? A worn out beged and singing to someone who's not listening. So that was the vision that was showed Rav Safra. So he thought that he did something wrong by not eating. Asla kamad Rav Yosef. He asked Rav Yosef, what'd I do wrong? Amalei dilam mishum da'avi ashmaitza d'marak aryan hachi. Did I violate? Maybe I violated your statement. What was his statement? His statement was that if there's somebody in need, that a coin can be mizaka to him. So I didn't listen to that statement. I didn't eat from it. So Amalei, no. Rav Yosef says, you didn't do anything wrong. Ki amri ana ba'acher. Right? Shame ba'karche mizake. I said that by Stama Kohen here. He felt like he couldn't say no to these gedolei hador. So that was inappropriate. V'chi amri ana l'manda lo efsharle. I also said it to somebody who is impossible. He didn't have any other food. Ha efsharle. Here, he didn't have to. So you didn't do anything wrong. Bella, my time Akarian Haki, so why did I have that vision? Klape Rava. Because it was for Rava. It was like a message for Rava that you got the pasuk, but really it was for Rava. But look around the Rava, so why didn't Rava get that message? Right? Rava Nizof Have. No, Rava was Nizof. He was pushed aside. What does that mean? Rashi has two days here. Either from this story, Hashem didn't want to give him the vision because dafka this story, he was kind of nizof and pushed aside. Or Rashi quotes from the Gemara Maseches Tainus when he asked for rain when he wasn't supposed to, so therefore Hashem didn't want to give him certain visions. Okay, but in those days they had visions from Shemayim and they could even, Rav Yosef was on the level, he could even figure out whose vision was for who. Amazing. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi Yipashi the Krabba Maiksiv. But what's the Pashup shot of that Pasuk? Amalei B'shono L'Talmud Sheino Hagin. Teaching Torah to a student that it's not appropriate. Einohagen doesn't mean somebody who's not smart. It just means that somebody who is not doesn't have the right attitude in terms of trying to be kolate and trying to absorb. If somebody teaches Torah to a inappropriate Talmud, nofel begehenim shenemar kol choshech tamun letzvunav tachleu eish lo nupach. Fire that doesn't even have to be fanned is going to eat him. Yera sarid ba'ahalo vein sarid el tamun chacham shenemar basaridim asher Hashem. So we have to check out our Talmidim. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to have a high standard. Remember the Gemara and Brachas, they took away the Safsalim when Rabbi Gamliel was removed, and they were Lazman Azariah, and Chazal say that was a very good thing when they took away the Safsalim. Right? And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ma'amidim Talmidim Harbe. Right? Talmidim Harbe. Even though, maybe less would be better for the Talmidim. Amar Zera Amar Rav, Kalashona, Latamashino Hagin, Kazorg Evelyn Marcolis. Somebody teaches a Talmud that's not Hagun, it's like throwing a rock at Marcolis, Avodah Zarah. Wow. Shenemar, Kitzrar Evan, Bimar Gema, Kein Nosein Lexil, Kavod, Ve'ein Kavod. Viksiv, Lonave, Lexil, Ta'anug. Okay, all different, psukim that mean that. Again, a lot to talk about, just the Me'iri. The Me'iri says here, Royal Talmud Chacham, Lizar, Shalom Lekvoa Ito. Interesting Lashon. Shalom Lekvoa Ito. To have a Talmud in one's class, okay. But koveya ito, meaning learning bekvius im Talmud she'eno hagun, she'gnai hulo, v'yechsha l'sof kishiru kilku masov, because eventually when they see this Talmud that acts inappropriately, they'll think he got it from his Rebbe. Right? It's a chil Hashem in that way. Right? The Talmud Chacham would be, the Talmud she'eno hagun would be a reflection on the Rebbe, and therefore one has to be careful. So in the Chashuki Chemed, they discuss, there was a shaila, and I've heard about these types of shailas. They wanted to open up a school just for mitsuyanim, or a grade only mitsuyanim or all that. What does mitsuyan mean? Only with parents mitsuyan lamaisa. That's what he discussed here, and the lamaisa, he was very vehemently opposed to it. All of Klal Yisrael are together, like here, Talmud Sheino Hagun, but that's it. This isn't a Talmud Sheino Hagun, right? He says, Ha'im l'hakim yeshiva miyuchedes li'iluyim. Ein roi v'nachon, l'kayim yeshiva miyuchedes li'iluyim suyanam, el nachon yotash yomudu v'yiskadu, b'yeshivas ha'klalios, shezach abayam am Yisrael. Right, that's not something that we do. And he quotes from Rav Yashiv, he says, and after all, what makes somebody a mitsuyan? In a yeshiva where you have, he's mitsuyan in learning, and he's mitsuyan in midos, and he's mitsuyan in davening, and so how do you define mitsuyan anyway? Every person could be mitsuyan in a different area. So therefore, to have mitsuyan based just on grades, he doesn't think that would be appropriate. Okay. Vamishtatev, there's interesting halacha, we don't have time for it, but now in the Chashuk Chemed discusses, there's two minyanim going on in the shul. One in the upstairs, Ezra's Nashim, and one downstairs. And it's Rosh Chodesh, so one is overlapping. The minyan upstairs, that's up to Shacharis, gets up to Ritzeh, when the minyan downstairs gets up to Ritzeh. The minyan upstairs doesn't have any kohanim. So the question is, can the minyan upstairs just open the window and listen and be zoche? Or does he have to say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu? There's no kohanim davening with them. It's a big nafkamino. What does the chazan say in the middle? And he says, well, they're not in the same minyan, but it's an Ezra's Nashim. So very often when the women are there and they open the windows, they are nechshav as part of the minyan. That's stam, a separate room. So Lamaisa, he says, maybe you can count it, because Musuch, there are poskim that say, if you're davening Musuch, if the Tzibur is davening Shacharis, it is called Tila B'Tzibur. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he says, I asked my brother-in-law, Rav Kenevsky, and he says, Lamaisa, there's a minyan without kohanim, just say, L'kenev L'kev Aseinu, Ve'en L'Shachim Adina Pashut. He says, don't try to think about anything deeper. Okay. There's a lot more, but we just don't have time to read that.
The Mishnah had said, if I have shituf with someone who is mafkia the chiv of Zerol Lachaim and the Keva, then I have to make a mark so people realize that I own it with a kohen, with a guy. Even if you own it with a guy, but didn't we learn in a Tosefta? You don't have to be roshim on the Ovid Kochavim and the Psulim Mekdashim. Right, why wouldn't you? We'll see. Answer, Hachamayaskinan, when's the case that you don't have to make a mark? To Yosef Ovikochavim Amsachta. If the guy's sitting right there in the store, so then everybody's gonna know that your partner's with a guy, and therefore you don't have a chiv. Tichvasek Abi Kohen and Yosef Amsachta, but then the parallel would be if the Kohen's sitting there in the store, Amaitzorach Lershom, so by the Kohen too. Right, what's the difference between a Kohen sitting there and a guy sitting there? Da Amri Bisra Kazavin. Why? Because you'll say, oh, the Kohen's only there to buy some meat. Iyachi Ovei Kachav Nami Amri Bisra Kazavin. You can say the same thing about a guy. So again, Lamaisa, why by a, according to the Tosefta, why a by a Kohen you have to make the mark and not by a guy? Elacham Ayaskinon, the Yosef Ovei Kachavim Akaspasa. The Ovei Kachavim is by the cash register. That's the difference. Same thing. What's the difference? You'll say by the Kohen, oh, he believes him. But he's lav dafka part of the Bailus. Answer, ein emunah b'ovikachavim. If he's by the cash register, no, you're not going to think that he's in charge just of the money. You'll think that he's a Bailum, and that's why you don't have to be Roshem. What does that mean? Ein emunah Rashi. Ein Yisrael regilim lahamin bohem. Ha. Doesn't say that they don't have nemanis. It's just that Jews don't usually trust. Again, think in the days of the Gemara also, they don't usually trust, and therefore there's no issues of Mara Umnase, and that's why you need the mark by the Kohen and not by the guy. Iba Yaseima or Stamo Vikochavim Mifapoi. A Stamo Vikochavim is making a lot of noise. Making a lot of noise there, and therefore everybody would know that he's there. But a Kohen Lavdaf, he's Sanua, he's Somech on the Tavach, and not everybody knows that he will be a Shutaf. Fine. Oh my mar, Psule Mugdashin means Arach Lershom. By Psule Mugdashin, which again, a carbon that got a psul, that you don't have a chiyuv to be, gives Zerol Chaim in the Keva. But is everybody going to know that? The Brisa says you don't have to make a mark. Alma Muchacha Milsa. So you see from here that it's Muchacha Milsa. It must be clear that you're selling Psule Mugdashin. And everybody would know about it. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Bechoros? Bechoros is on the horizon. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Bechoros? Psule ha-Mukdashim nimkarim be'itzliz v'nishchatim be'itzliz v'nishkalim be'litra. Psule ha-Mukdashim could be sold in the normal place in the Shuk. So how would people know that this is Psule ha-Mukdashim? That you wouldn't have to be Roshem? Answer, Tirgamar of Ada Barava, Kamedra of Papa, Be'osan nimkarim betoch habayis. No, there are certain Psulei HaMikdashim that it's a din d'araisa, you cannot sell in the regular marketplace. Rashi quotes, Bechor and Meiser. Special din, it's a pasuk in Chumash, that Bechor and Meiser cannot be sold in the regular shuk, as Rashi quotes here from Bechoros, because there, even though you're going to get the profit, that's why you can't sell it in the shuk. So if you lose a little bit, you lose a little bit. By the other Psulei HaMikdashim, the profit is going to hektish. And therefore, even though it's a little mezuzal, still, to get the extra money, it'll be in the shuk. Okay, so that's an ukibta. When do you not have to be roshem and make a mark that everybody knows? That's only by items that you're selling in your house. Amar Rav Huna, shutav barosh pater min alechi. If I have a partnership in the head of the animal, then I'm pater even from the lechi. Pater from the lechi, because the lechi is part of the rosh. Shutav biyad, pater min azroa. Shutav b'nei me'ayin, pater min akeva. It's a limited ptur. V'chia barava, amar no. Afilu shutav ba'akas mehen, pater mikulan. If I'm a partner in any part of the animal, the whole animal is pater from all three matanas. Meisve, is that really true? Meisve, let's see, akasha from the Tosefta. Harosh shali v'kula shalcha. If a case is that a guy is saying, I'm going to keep the head, but the rest of it is yours. Vafilu echan mimeya barosh, pater. That's still a pater. Hayad shali v'kula shalcha. Afilu echan mimeya biyad, pater. B'nei me'ayin shali v'kula shalcha. Afilu echan mimeya ben pater. In all these cases, even if he keeps 1/100th of the specific limb, Ptur. So my law, Padam and Alechi v'chai b'kulan, Padam and Azura v'chai b'kulan, Padam and Akei v'chai b'kulan. Doesn't this mean that it's a kash on chia barav? Because it sounds like you're only putter from the smaller limb, the part of the limb that's part of the rosh, but you're chayav in the rest. Lo, Padam mikulan. It could mean that you're putter in the whole animal. Valisti Padam mikulan. Why doesn't it say that? V'yotanya, and the Brisa says a beferish. Harosh aliva kula shalcha filu echad mimeya barosh patam and alechi v'chai bakulon. Tziyufta duchi barav. Tziyufta. So it's a kasha beferish. Amar Rav Chisda ha-masnisa t'isei l'chi barav. There was a brisa that misled him. That's why he said that shita. D'tanya, because the brisa says, Esrim ba'arba matanas kahunahin. There are 24 matanas kahuna that are listed in Korach. V'kula nitnu l'aron u'lubanav b'chalu prat u'bris melach. And they were all given to Aaron and his sons. B'chalu prat, it's learned out through a klal and a prat, based on the psukim. And u'bris melach, which means eternal. Just like salt makes something eternal, right? It makes it last longer. So too all of these matanas. V'kula makayman, if you're makayim and you believe in these matanas, kilu kiyim b'chalu prat u'bris melach. V'kula over alehen, kilu over al b'chalu u'prat u'bris melach. And what are these 24? V'eluhein. 10, 4, 10. Eser b'mikdash. What are the 10 matanas that a kohen gets in the base of mikdash? Chatas, v'chadas of, Hashem vade, Hashem tali, zivchi shami sibur, luk shem shomet sora, shtei alechem, lechem aponim, shiari menachas, minchas haomer. All of those karbanas related. The arba b'yushalayim, habechora, v'habikurim, umure min hatodo me'al nazir, v'oros kachim. All of these that have to do with Yerushalayim, not Dafka Kachim. The Eser Begvulin, what are the 10 in the Gvulin? Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Reishas Ageis, Matanos, that's the Rav Chaim in the Keva, Pidyon Aben, Pidyon Petach Hamor, Vistei Achuza, right, when it goes back, Vistei Charamim, if somebody's Machrim and gives a Sada to the base of Migdash, the Gezel Ager, and, right, if a Ger dies, there's nobody to give it back to. That's the Brisa. So, who Savar Chiyabar Rav thought? Because all three, Zerolach and the Cave, are all mentioned as one, so they must all be connected. So if the guy owns part of the head, that's a patur for the whole animal. Veloi, but really, it's not true. Atumura mitod of El Nazir, the Kachashiv Lukachada, Mishun the Chadeninu, those two are also mentioned as one. Why? They're two. Elakiva the Dami Ladadi, Chashiv Lukachada. They're similar, so they're considered one. Hachanami, here too. Kiva the Dami Ladadi, Chashiv Luhu Kachada. Here too, it's considered one, even though they're separate. But this is the Brisa that misled him. Again, we could spend hours on all of these items, but we won't. Iboy Luhu. Harosh Shalachava Kula Shalimahu. What about the opposite? What if the guy says, you own everything, but, I'm sorry, the head is yours, and the rest of it is mine. So we said up until now that there's still a chiyuv, right, on the rest of the animal. But here, most of the animal belongs to the guy. Do we say you go after the per se, the chiyuv, and it's the Jew owns it? Here, the most of the animal still belongs to the kohen, or the guy, or whoever is not the chayiv. So tashma, ove kochav and the kohen shemasu tzonam liyisrael ligzos pater. A guy or a kohen that give their sheep over to a Jew to shear, Potter, if the because it belongs to a guy or a kochavim, halokeach geis sono shalov de kochavim, potter merishas ageis. If a person buys shearings, right, even before it was shorn, says Rashi, from a guy, he's potter from merishas ageis. But it sounds like from merishas ageis you're potter in that situation. But in a parallel case, if you buy it from a guy, you would be chayev. V'zechomer bezroah b'lechayim b'vakeva yosem merishas ageis. Shmamina basar chiyuv azlinan shmamina. So Rashi quotes, right? Look at the last Rashi. Midiktani zechomer, the fact that it's a chomer by zeroah, that shows you go after the chiyuv, and therefore, in this case, where the Jew owns it, you would be chayiv as well. Okay, there's more, but we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue.